Estimation of the diagnostic value of myeloperoxidase index and lactate dehydrogenase in megaloblastic anemia. Introduction. Most cases of megaloblastic anemia correspond to severe macrocytic anemia with hypersegmented neutrophils, macroovalocytosis, and very high serum lactate dehydrogenase, that is LDH level. The expected increased LDH activity is the result of an accelerated turnover of bone marrow cells, implying the release of this enzyme from dividing and or decaying cells. Myeloperoxidase is a microbicidal protein which is present in the primary granules of myeloid cells and takes part in the defense of the organism. It is synthesized in promyelocytes where it is packed into azurophilic granules. Technicon H1 has been used in several studies for the diagnosis of megaloblastic anemia. Several reports indicating elevated levels of myeloperoxidase index, that is MPX index, have recently been reported from different studies. Gully and colleagues reported the observation of a high neutrophil myeloperoxidase activity, that is MPXI, in patients with megaloblastic anemia and described its simplicity and role in masked megaloblastic anemia. In this study, we estimated the value of MPXI and LDH in the diagnosis of megaloblastic anemia to facilitate the diagnosis prior to performing any bone marrow aspirate. Methods. The medical records of cases diagnosed as megaloblastic anemia were studied from 2005 to 2006. 29 cases met the study criteria. The age range for megaloblastic anemia patients was 12 to 72 years. Inclusion criteria for megaloblastic anemia patients included age greater than 12 years, typical peripheral smear, bone marrow aspiration with trephine biopsy findings such as hypersegmented neutrophils, macroovalocytes, and giant fan cells who responded to treatment with vitamin B12, 2000 mg subcutaneously or intramuscularly, and 1 to 3 mg oral ingestion of folic acid for 6 weeks. Exclusion criteria were blood transfusion in cases with other diagnosis in trephine biopsy reports such as megaloblastoid changes with myelodysplastic syndrome or aplastic anemia. Peripheral smear and bone marrow aspiration slides were stained with May-Gronwald GS mass staining and trephine biopsy stained with hematoxylin and eosin. Two hematologists made comments on peripheral smear and bone marrow slides while trephine biopsies were assessed by an expert hematopathologist. MPXI and LDH were measured using the first blood sample obtained prior to any transfusion or medical therapy performed by Technicon H1 automated cell counter. MPXI is a direct and routine reading parameter in the machine result with normal range between minus 10 and plus 10. Peroxidase activity and cell size were measured by light absorbance and scatter as each leukocyte flows through a mercury arc light beam. The value was computed as follows. MPXI is equal to mean X of sample neutrophil minus mean X of archetype neutrophil by mean of archetype neutrophil into 100. Mean of sample neutrophil is the average absorption channel observed for neutrophils in the sample. Mean of archetype neutrophil is the average absorption channel specified for neutrophil cluster in the normal staining archetype. The values below minus 25 represented people with myeloperoxidase deficiency and autosomal recessive anomaly. Serum vitamin B12 and folate levels were determined in some patients. LDH was measured with Hitachi instrument. The results. The study sample comprised 29 subjects of megaloblastic anemia studied from 2005 to 2006. The pre- and post-diagnostic characteristics of MPXI and LDH are presented in Table / Figure 1. Mean value of MPXI was significantly decreased after treatment, 20.4 CI 95% 70 to 23 versus minus 0.75 CI 95%. Minus 4 to 2.7 before and after treatment respectively. The same significant pattern was observed for LDH, 4,230, CI 95%, 3,096 to 5,369 versus 783 CI 95%, 492 to 1,075 before and after treatment respectively. Table oblique figure 2 and table oblique figure 3 show the estimation of proportional diagnostic value PDV of MPXI, LDH and both together in the diagnosis of megaloblastic anemia. The effectiveness of the diagnosis of these methods was compared before and after the treatment using McNamara statistical test. All study subjects were examined before and after treatment using three indices. First, they were diagnosed using MPXI only, second, using LDH only, and the third, by MPXI and LDH together. Proportion of patients diagnosed by these three methods was statistically compared before and after the treatment. The PDV was significantly higher when both MPXI and LDH were used together in the diagnosis of megaloblastic anemia, 83%, P was less than 0.001, while the same index was 71%, P less than 0.001 for MPXI and 48%, P less than 0.001, respectively for LDH when they were used alone. The discussion. This study assessed the diagnostic value of LDH and MPXI in diagnosis of megaloblastic anemia, suggesting a reliable screening tool before doing bone marrow aspiration and other complicated tests. Our patient had typical peripheral smear and bone marrow findings with positive response to therapy. We tested B12 and folate levels in only a few patients, and this was a major limitation of the study, although measurement of serum vitamin B12 and serum and red cell folate levels may present problems in interpretation which must be recognized if diagnostic errors are to be avoided. Another problem of the study is limited number of patients. The diagnosis of megaloblastic anemia and the differentiation of folate and vitamin B12 deficiency require, in addition to careful attention to the history and physical findings, the use of laboratory tests. Several tests are usually needed for accurate differential diagnosis of megaloblastic anemia from other macrocytic anemias, including peripheral smear and bone marrow studies. The differential diagnosis of macrocytic anemia requires reticulocyte counts, vitamin B12 and folate serum levels, thyroid and liver function studies, and, in many instances, the assessment of megaloblastic or dysplastic features in bone marrow aspirates. Non-megaloblastic macrocytic anemia may be accompanied by increased reticulocyte counts, that is hemolysis and hemorrhage, or by normal or decreased reticulate counts, that is alcoholism, liver disease, hypothyroidism, and various bone marrow disorders. LDH increases in hemolytic anemia, ischemic heart diseases, and liver and muscle abnormalities. But according to clinical and physical findings, we can rule out many conditions with these disorders. However, the important problem here is differentiation of treatable diseases, that is, megaloblastic anemia, from other serious ones. Autoimmune thrombocytopenia may be seen in rat cases with hemolysis resembling megaloblastic anemia with increased unconjugated bilirubin and LDH, but hemoglobinuria and hemocyanurinuria and increased reticulocyte count can differentiate it from megaloblastic anemia, which has low reticulocyte count. Jaswal and colleagues evaluated the efficacy of total serum LDH levels and LDH isoenzyme pattern in the diagnosis of megaloblastic anemia. Acute leukemia is another condition in differential diagnosis with megaloblastic anemia, but clinical findings such as splenomegaly, adenopathy, and poor general conditions can help in the diagnosis. On the other hand, MPXI in leukemia is lower than megaloblastic anemia. According to Tsakona et al., mean peroxidase activity value was -12.6 in acute myeloid versus -0.6, P was less than 0.01 in acute lymphoblastic leukemia. Bone marrow findings suggestive of severe megaloblastic anemia can also be presented in myelodysplasia. Although MPXI has not been studied in myelodysplastic syndrome, but according to Davy et al., neutrophils and bands from patients with acute myeloid leukemia and myelodysplastic syndrome have a defect in one or more of the constituents of primary and or secondary granules and have exhibited a qualitative and or quantitative deficiency in myeloperoxidase, so we can suspect the same changes in MPXI in myelodysplastic syndrome. also a secondary form of myeloperoxidase deficiency due to discrete chromosomal rearrangements within gene disruption has been reported in some patients with acute myeloid leukemia and myelodysplastic syndrome. If the patient has multiple deficiencies like iron deficiency coexisting with B12 and folate deficiency, the typical features may not be evident and diagnosis becomes difficult. MPXI measurement may be particularly useful in identifying cases of masked megaloblastic anemia where the MCV is below 100 FL. The advantage of the MPXI over the other methods of uncovering masked megaloblastic anemia is its simplicity when performed as a part of a routine complete blood count, that is CBC, on an automated hematology instrument. Conclusion. We conclude that MPXI and LDH measurement can be used as a screening test for diagnosis of megaloblastic anemia before performing bone marrow aspiration. Further studies are required for differentiation of another macrocytic anemia by using MPXI. Acknowledgement. The authors would like to thank Dr. Ali Mahmoodpour for reviewing this article.